A young girl fiddles with a TV antenna while her grandmother sits on the couch directing her. Subtitles, left a bit more, there. It's working. Get over here.
They are the most iconic comedy duo of all time.
Kids hang out in an alley. Come on, it's starting. It's buffering.
After their infamous falling out.
A teenage girl complains to her parents. You said I could stay up to watch if I finished my homework.
And make America laugh again.
A pair of security guards.
I think I'm kind of a cake.
Oh, yeah, you definitely a cake. Oh, wait, that makes me a John. Damn.
Kate and John together again. In an exclusive and intimate sit-down
interview with
me, Meredith Vieira.
A gun nut turns up POV, Point of Vieira, with Meredith Vieira.
Good evening. I'm Meredith Vieira. In a world divided more and more every day, there's one thing we can all agree on. Kate Berlant and John Early are funny. From their hit television series that started it all, He's Gay, She's Half Jewish, to their record-breaking blockbuster films, they are arguably the most iconic and influential comedy duo in the history of entertainment. So what happened? As they tap-danced their way into the hearts of billions, behind the scenes was a story of discord, deception, and artificial insemination. Tonight, the two of them will sit down together for the first time in almost 20 years for this exclusive POV, Point of Vieira, interview.
Meredith stands on set in a living room. Kate Berlant enters wearing glasses.
Come on in.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, thank you.
No.
Thank you for doing this.
Hope this helps you. Oh, here he is.
Meredith. Wow.
John Early finds his way through a curtain and holds Meredith's hands.
Let me let you have your moment.
I know.
Oh.
They sit across from each other.
I am. This is a shock.
Wow.
To actually see, I actually have to remove these to finally actually see.
Yeah. Hey, Kate.
There you are.
It's your friend, John.
Wow.
I really want to know what went wrong.
Kate nods anxiously and glances at John. He returns her gaze, steeped in melancholy. A title appears over a brooding John and Kate. Would it kill you to laugh? In an art gallery...
Oh, everyone's really cute here.
Yeah, this is a really cool group.
John, I did not read the book.
Oh, please, me neither. Apparently it's not that kind of thing.
Oh, it's more of a hang.
More of a hang.
Okay. Cool.
They sit in a circle with others.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
All right, welcome, everyone. So... we're here today to discuss Clancy's Reward by Paul Floer. And as usual, we're going to just try to adhere to a non-hierarchical format, jump in when you feel moved to speak. And with that, in that spirit, I will stop talking.
I'll start. I just felt like the whole breaking away from the autofiction trend was so self-conscious and like... it defeated its own purpose.
I thought it was exhausting. It felt like one long apology.
Floer is trying to attend to questions of culture, but it just felt so much stream of consciousness,
just like word vomit.
I mean, like, boohoo, you have another book deal.
It fucking blew my mind.
And this was actually read
What am I in, a Paul Floer book?
Kate, John, do you want to share some of your initial impressions or... thoughts about the text?
Yeah.
The group gazes at them expectantly. John widens his eyes.
I loved it. Loved it in a way where I'm just like, I loved it, period.
What did you love about it, Kate?
You know what? I think that people who look like me have had the stage for so long. The microphone for so long, right?
Yeah.
I just kind of feel like as a way to rectify like the sins of my ancestors. By the way, I hate you guys. I really do. I'm going to give the floor to someone else.
John, do you have any thoughts that you want to share? I mean, any impressions you have are welcome here.
I'm gay. And I just want to get right out in front of that, you know, because I have to wake up to that every morning. It's not just a hat. that I can take off.
What did you think of the book?
Where were you guys when you finished it? I'll start. I remember being in my bedroom and getting to the end and going... that feeling of completion.
Yeah, I felt like, for me, the book was so like big. I kind of had this experience, like, kind of being like, I'm so little with the book, you know, kind of like almost like crushed by it. Being like, but equally, I was really interested in this dynamic, Ted. I was equally interested in this dynamic, kind of like being almost like on top of the book. Like, but sometimes there was such liberation and such pleasure in kind of feeling myself being erased and kind of going.
She covers her face with the book.
It was that push and pull that I found so erotic, obviously, but also playful. And I don't think we marry eroticism to play enough culturally because we're so focused on a 9-to-5.
It's fine if you didn't read the book. Like, honestly, it was bad. Like, I wish I didn't read it. It's fine if anyone didn't read it, you know?
There are people in this room who didn't read the book.
I read it.
There are people in this fucking room who didn't read the fucking book.
Okay. I mean,
fess up.
Yeah.
I definitely read the book. I made notes.
It is kind of hurtful if people didn't read the book, because, like, if you take time to read it and people didn't, like, it just sucks.
It sucks.
We know you didn't read the book, but it's okay. You can stay and, like, you know, watch the conversation.
John glances at Kate. She scowls as she looks at the woman across from her.
So, is there a toast? Are you smelling that toast?
What?
Who brought a toaster from home and is making toast during this book club? I'm just saying, there's a burning...
He collapses.
No. I'm fine. Sorry. It's a little... I'm fine. Just a burning toast smell.
If you legitimately smell burnt toast, that's cause for concern.
Casey, I'm fine. I just think someone outside maybe is making toast, maybe a friendly neighbor, and it's just wafting through the...
Oh my God.
Maybe we should call an ambulance.
John, oh my God, we can't continue the discussion. Oh my God, John.
Did this happen to him often?
I finished the book.
John, we finished it.
Babe, can you call 911?
Yeah.
Are you proud? I finished Clancy's reward.
We should definitely call an ambulance. I'm so sorry. We have to end the discussion early. Oh, thank you. You're welcome. We can't continue.
We can't prepare.
A title, POV.
Welcome back to Point of Vieira. I'm Meredith Vieira. Let's get back to our exclusive interview with Kate Berlant and John Early.
How does it feel to be sitting here together after so many years?
I needed this. I think I'm actually now really looking
cathartic.
Around. It's really cathartic.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little dizzy.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm going to move through it.
Okay.
But I'm getting a little dizzy.
For you, John. Same feelings? I'm sorry.
I feel really good. We can't hear you, sweetie.
I feel good.
You look. I am looking at you. It's so strange because you look 12, but you also look 60. And it's I love the way you're, the shading, and you finally found a foundation that matches.
You know, it's so funny. Obviously, I haven't seen you in years.
Yeah, I know. Years.
You know, I haven't seen you in person.
Yeah, years.
I haven't seen you in person, but I also haven't seen you just kind of reflected anywhere in the culture. So what have you been up to?
I've been really good. I've been busy. I've been in New York doing theater.
Aww.
Kind of a first love of mine. But mostly I'm busy with my foundations. That is really what keeps me occupied.
You have foundations?
Yeah. I've started many foundations. And that's where I really pour my energy now.
What foundations?
My foundations.
Which ones?
It's a lot of work, but it's so worth it.
Which foundation?
Which foundation?
Name one.
Which foundation would I name? Do you see?
Just one of them. Yeah.
Just which foundation, you know? And if you come down to the office...
Irish. Which foundation?
I didn't go Irish at all with that.
Okay.
I didn't go Irish when I said foundation.
Now she's fully Irish, so...
You, mister, I can't go anywhere without seeing your face.
I know.
I saw you in the movie where you play the genie.
I walked in
on my friend's dog watching it. The dog was completely fixated on you. That must have been hard, though. I know you got a lot of flack for playing the genie. People are so... vicious now.
Oh my God, I should have congratulated you on the kiosk. Should have loved that. Yes, congrats on the kiosk. Kate has been selling candies.
Oh my gosh.
At the airport. There's a little kiosk at the airport with your candies.
I don't sell candy.
Pralines, nut clusters, and taffy.
Straight. I don't sell
and
pralines.
And little whoopsie daisies, yeah.
I don't sell candy at the airport.
It's just not what I heard.
I don't think anyone's ever told you I do that.
I can't believe I'm saying that.
I am not attacking you. It is just not what I heard.
Well, I don't have a kiosk at the airport.
Mutual friends have reported that you have a kiosk at the airport where you sell candy.
I do not sell candy at the airport, and no mutual friends have reported that, because that would be a lie.
Sorry, Mary, is it cold in here?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I just feel a little cold.
John inquired about the temperature of the room upwards of 14 times throughout the interview.
A restaurant patio.
Started those meds you told me about.
Yeah, you seem really good, man.
I feel good. Yeah. I feel really good.
Didn't I tell you the first month is a little tough with the nausea?
Yeah, but then
you just overcome that hump. And it feels
my
so
receptors
good.
Were completely normal.
Yeah, you're sleeping well?
Like a rock.
Right?
Yeah.
My head hits the pillow now. I'm out immediately. 2 minutes max.
Yeah, it's amazing to have a buddy on the same.
Yeah.
On the same thing.
Yeah, no, you seem totally leveled out.
Yeah,
it's really cool to see.
Yeah.
I told you we're doing like a lot of home renovation stuff.
We're actually doing some renovations too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a buddy of mine's helping me out with some. You know that wall between the living room and the garage?
Yes.
We had that knocked down.
Oh, so the garage is exposed to the living room.
Totally exposed.
No way. You know that wall that separates the bedroom from the bathroom, like the main?
Yeah.
Yeah, we knocked that down.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
You know my daughter's room at the top of the stairs?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's that utility room next to it, boiler, hot water heater. But yeah, we had that wall knocked down.
Okay.
So now the boiler's kind of in the room with my daughter. How she sleeps.
No, the renovation stuff is like, you have to.
Yeah, you have to.
Don't want to interrupt, but check for you.
No interruption? No, absolutely not.
Do not listen to this guy. Don't take his money.
Oh, do you take hot caramel?
Of course, yeah. Of course.
Thank you.
He insisted.
I surrender.
I insist. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah, you know that, row of homes right across from our place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went ahead and had all those homes knocked down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so when Kara's cooking the kitchen, she looks out and she just, it's totally open.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to bring Sasha over there and see how you guys open up the space. I know Sasha would love to see Kara.
Kara would love to see Sasha.
Yeah.
He takes out an electric hot plate, puts a small tin pot on it, and drops in 4 caramel squares.
It's like Mediterranean food, technically.
The other guy stares at his phone.
Yeah, it's metric.
He checks on his caramel, now liquid and bubbling in the pot. Using a ladle, he carefully removes some and dabs it over the check. He double-checks the bill, counts on his fingers, and picks up the ladle again.
She was really nice.
He adds another dollop of hot caramel.
Did you valet?
Yeah, same.
The caramel oozes out slowly to the edge of the check, nearly dripping off the table. A humanoid beaver family waits in an airport security line.
It's not going to fit.
Well, give me a second before you make these bold declarations.
No time is going to make that
fit. Had I put this in a checked bag, we would have gotten a fee. An exorbitant fee. You know what? I'm just going to hang on to it, read on the plane. It'll be fine.
You are not going to read that thing.
Yes, I am going to read it.
This line is not moving. We are at a standstill.
Oh, God.
I just hope I get on the plane.
Well, I also...
They're boarding. They're boarding.
What's up, folks?
How would you like to breeze through the security line today, huh?
What does that mean? Who are you?
My name is Frankie. I'm with Breezer.
What is Breezer?
That's a VIP experience at the airport. Could have you at your gate within 5 minutes, huh?
5 minutes?
Ooh, damn, boy, you're strong, huh?
Congratulations.
Ask how much.
How much is it?
You don't need to worry about that. You won't even be charged for the first month. And you could cancel any time.
Okay, well, that seems low risk.
So are you with the airport again?
He's with the airport.
Let's go, Blake. Off your phone, buddy.
Okay.
Hi there.
This is very cool. What is this?
Just need an ID and credit card.
Okay.
Do you have ours? Do you have Blake's, too?
Yeah. Here you are.
All right, now just need you look at this red dot here.
Oh.
Just look right in there.
Yeah,
right.
Get you scanned.
Oh.
Following guest.
You okay?
Yeah. No, I didn't like that.
Okay. Right here.
No. You go.
3, 2, 1.
Ow.
Following
guest. Should it sting? Is it stinging?
It's in your mind.
And three, you are not going to want to hear this, but if we go to Disneyland, we're stopping to visit my sister.
Oh, Anaheim.
She just got through chemo. I haven't even called her.
It's hilarious.
You're not listening.
Congratulations, folks. Welcome to the Breezer family.
Well, thank you so much, Frankie.
No problem, David. Just head over to that sign that says Breezer and breeze on through.
Okay.
Oh, it's just $240. It's half off in the first year. If you want to buy back a retina scan, it just takes 90 days. And all you have to do is appear in court.
$240?
I'm hearing myself.
That's a violated.
We've been scammed.
It's a naturalization of these daily indignities. Next thing you know, you're auto enlisted in the goddamn
military.
I'm going to go talk to him.
Blake,
well, at least we're going to get through.
I'm going to confront him. Frankie?
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Caleb. So, this is crazy.
I know.
Where are you guys going?
Los Angeles.
No. That's where we're going.
Stop.
No. 2 weeks.
Both
we're
LA.
Going just for 10 days.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Isn't that just like serendipity?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where are you staying?
By the airport. That was highly recommended.
For ease. Yeah.
Fun.
How about you guys?
We got a little place out in Malibu.
Oh, wow.
You know, we try to get off the beaten path.
We're going on a hike up
by the Hollywood sign.
I always wanted to get that shot.
You can't get up there. You can't.
There's no access.
No, there is, though.
No, you can't. You cannot hike to the Hollywood sign. 100% you cannot hike to the Hollywood sign.
No one can.
Well, tell that to our travel agent.
There's a whole thing. Someone hung themselves up there.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That's so horrible. Suicide.
Oh, no.
But maybe you can.
Oh, God, sorry.
You're reading that book? That's a client of mine. I know him.
He's a client?
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Wow,
crazy.
Wow.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I'm loving it so far.
And Blake, how are you, Mr. Man?
Fine.
Her handle drops.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm so good to see you. I have to say, we're a little anxious to get to the plane, although we're part of this new, Breezer? It's kind of a concierge VIP service.
No.
It kind of gets
exclusive service.
You can bypass the whole line and kind of get there.
It's not cheap,
but it's worth kind of the peace of mind.
We love it.
You've not read the article about Breezer?
You didn't give him your credit card, did you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, you're going to probably have your identity stolen.
You're kidding.
No. You do not want to get involved with them. They're going to take all of your information. Did they do the eye scan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's out there.
You can buy back your retina also. Don't worry. You can buy it back.
Folks, I can take anyone who's in first class to our expedited line.
Oh, my God. It's us.
Guilty.
Come on. Anyone in first class?
It was so fun running into you. I love your top. It's so cute.
We'll see you on the Walk of Fame, huh, buddy?
Okay.
You
look
amazing.
Have you been doing something?
No.
Okay.
But you look great, too.
Okay, I love you.
Bye, Sue.
What was that?
I know.
What the hell was that?
I do not like the way he talks to you. I shut down. Did you feel that?
I did.
I really felt myself powering down.
You are gone.
I don't have the energy anymore. Maybe 3 years ago, you know, when the boys were really small, I had the energy. But now I'm just, I've grown past it, and I can't do it anymore.
That'll be it. Oh, fading the shot. I see right through you.
First class, that'll be us. So crass.
We know you're first class.
Yeah.
It's right there in the clothes.
I can see it by the rose gold on your iPhone.
Thank you.
Bitch.
By the way, the baggier the clothes, the bigger the bank account.
His handle drops.
We have to get you a new one of those.
We have to find, because it should stick.
Mom, get a flight.
Yeah. Okay, shall we breeze her on through? Let's go. What?
I'm getting a new suitcase.
Oh, you know what? This is above 5 ounces. I gotta chug this.
I'm having a residual sort of dull pain from the retina scan.
Their son puts on his headphones. They stroll through the security line. Point to Vieira with Meredith Vieira.
You both are married?
Yes.
Very happily so.
So happy.
Very
so happy.
How is Mark, by the way?
Mark's so good. He says hi. He sends his love.
We'll send it right back to him.
How's Keith?
Keith is great. We're great.
He's been good.
She arches her eyebrows.
He has been good. I've lost track of the breakthroughs.
Mark and I, you pull back a layer, there's another layer. You pull back a curtain, there's another curtain. It's constantly unfolding.
Yeah.
It's almost like an onion. I don't think anyone's ever talked about that. The layers of an onion and the way you peel it back and there are more layers.
We have a marriage that just keeps evolving.
Mark and I don't separate. We follow each other. Mm. We share one towel. We're really committed to no barriers between us.
That's disgusting.
We don't go anywhere without the other person.
The emotional breakthroughs, the physical breakthroughs, if I can go there. You know,
please go there.
Please go there. Sexual chemistry, white hot.
Yeah, we are like two teenagers just kind of skin against skin. Just kind of.
No, when skin hits skin.
Yeah.
Over years. Yeah. yeah. No, yeah.
Mayor, the sex is good.
I think maybe we'll get off that
Mark
topic.
Can
I think
work
that's
the middle.
Yeah.
We should really switch gears once again.
Yeah. We'll shake that off.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something positive. You both are married, both happily married, and children. Oh, how many kids do you all have?
I have a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got four. I know four? How many kids I have. I have four, yeah.
Do you know the names of your children?
Yeah.
Go. Name them.
Huh, same?
Say the names of your kids.
I will. Sasha.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Marsha.
Two more, honey.
I'm almost there. Amanda.
Last one.
Charlotte. They're all different heights, which is so fun.
Really? Yeah. Still?
They're all different heights.
Yeah.
And
which ones were IVF? Which ones?
How are your girls? I know that you board them upstate and rarely see them.
Oh, they go to a school that's amazing, and it's on a farm, and the kids really
work with produce. It's for kids with extreme behavioral issues. Biting, snatching, stealing, pushing, scratching. You had the scratches. I remember that.
When we come back, I finally get to the bottom of the ugly truth. What ripped Kate Berlant and John Early apart?
5, 6, 7, 8, 1.
Kate and John wait in line at a children's dance class while two girls perform their routine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Very nice, next group. 1.
Kate and John strut to the center of the class, bow their heads, and thrust their knees and hips forward in stiff choreography.
2. And hold. What's up?
What?
I want to take this from the top, guys.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
The top.
No. Your top. Just your top. Okay. 5, 6, 7, 8. And it's stuck.
What?
The teacher bites her lip.
Just say it. What?
Yeah, we can take it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of terms that'll stick, you know?
Wow.
Okay.
No, it's not bad. It's just not what we rehearsed.
Got it. No, point taken.
Yeah.
You're making your point so clear.
Yeah.
Good job for making a point so clear.
Okay, let's concentrate on the movement.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love to focus on the movement. That's what I came here to do.
Here to dance.
So let's focus on the movement.
Great. Here to dance.
I'm excited to focus on the movement.
Just distribute the weight evenly on your feet. Very top. One, two.
We know. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's just take a beat, because I don't think anything I say is going to get through right now. So, everyone, water and snack break.
Okay, wait. I'm going to take a water and snack break. I want
to work. Bella, back in line.
Honestly, I think this is just a matter of not enough rehearsal.
Try to talk to me in a way that actually allows me to learn. Because I feel completely dragged through the mud. I feel completely alone up here. My hands are tied, and I can't dance if my hands are tied.
This is not what's going on here.
Then that's gaslighting!
Yeah.
That's gaslighting, Mama! Okay? If you're denying our reality, if you're saying that what's happening to us, our lived experience isn't real, that's textbook gaslighting.
It actually is.
Okay, because what I see, my lived experience, is that Riley? Sorry, Riley, but you're asleep at the wheel.
Asleep.
Me?
Yeah. Riley, you.
Sloan has her hand up. Sloan?
I think you guys are really good, but you just get in your head, maybe.
Sloan?
I'm just really glad that your mom's at jury duty and isn't here to see this today, bitch.
Maybe we should take a break.
It might be good for us to blow off some steam.
Oh, pick me. Shut the fuck up, Cha-Cha.
Girls! This is not a big adjustment.
And why am I hard on you?
Because you're good. You're better than this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that we have it. I think we're under like a lot of stress.
Let's actually go now. Let's actually go. Let's go now.
No, it's actually really good to go now. I'm ready now.
Yes, okay. Snap to two.
Snap to
and
two.
One.
Bubbles appear from above.
Whoa. Oh my god. What is that?
Wait, where is that coming from?
It's coming through the window.
Everyone gathers around a bubble the size of a beach ball as it floats down. They spread their arms out, careful not to touch it. It pops on the cement floor. Another bubble bursts in midair, and the group squeals in delight and jumps back.
Where the heck did the bubble come from? Like, it came from the window, but, like, where would a bubble come from?
It was, like, big, and then it came down, and no one touched it, and it just popped by itself.
No, it did.
Okay, guys, now get in position. Let's do the dance.
Okay.
Yeah. Put this right into the dance. All together. 5, 6, 7, 8.
With John and Kate moving in sync at the center of the group, the rest of the girls dance around them, each performing their own moves. The teacher leans back and nods her head to the beat, her eyes focused as she examines the ensemble. One girl handsprings in front of the other dancers. Another pulls her leg over her head. John and Kate move through a blundering hip-hop routine.
Yes! Yes! John, Kate, that's what I'm talking about! Good job, everybody!
I was gonna say, we could rehearse at my dad's house tonight and then watch a movie.
We could get something from Redbox or even just stream something.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a snack.
God, you're so lucky.
I've never seen you so committed, seriously.
The girls run out.
Hey, Bella.
Wait up.
Bella waves John and Kate over, and they skip out of the studio. Amused, the teacher shakes her head and grins. At a restaurant, a server sets down the check at a table.
Whenever you're ready.
One of the patrons starts to get up.
Where are you going?
The bathroom.
We should pay the check.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They open their purses.
Oh, no. What?
I forgot my hot plate. I left my hot plate at home. I know exactly where it is. It's in, like, the front hallway. I can see it, like, in my mind's eye. Like, it's literally on that little end table we have next to the front
it's
door.
It's okay. I can get it.
Because I leave it there. So that, oh, thank you.
It's not a problem. Thank I'm used you. To it.
What do you mean by that?
You know, I just, like, think you should know.
Know what?
Like, I would just want someone to tell me if they sense a pattern in my behavior. And the pattern that I'm sensing is that you never pay. You always forget your hot plate. Like, you always...
I always...
Forget your hot plate, yeah.
What? I will just say, like, even if I have brought my hot plate, like, look at where the outlet is. Do you see the outlet? It's, like, just right of center. It's, like, looking on your side. And
yeah,
I just,
it's dead center on the table.
It's just right of center.
It's dead center on the table. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not how you even measure. It's dead center.
This is how they used to do it, sweetie. I'm just saying, like, the outlet, see how it's faced towards you? Like, I know my cord. Like, if I had my hot plate, like, I know my cord. It would not have reached there.
Mm-hmm. It's really fine.
So I just think electricity-wise, it's a more streamlined experience
okay,
for
so
you.
So you had the orchard bowl and you added grilled chicken. So. Yeah. And you added Duca?
She drops another caramel into her pot.
To share. I mean, I got it to share.
It's not a shareable. God, it's so stupid. I knew that we should have gotten the craft of Prosecco instead of getting individual glasses because I knew that I would get one and that you would get two, and ultimately it's just a lot more expensive. Okay, it's fine. I've got it. And the lavender mead. You wanted to try the mead.
I think I've had a crazy week just because, like, my roommate died, and, like, we cannot get in touch with our parents.
Your roommate died?
She died, yeah. And we're, like, all trying to get in touch with our parents. Like, none of us can get in touch with our parents.
Really insane that you haven't mentioned that.
No, I
it's
know.
It's like a really huge loss. Your roommate dying.
No.
And you can't get in touch with her parents. That's crazy. I don't. Yeah, that's. I don't really. Yeah. Wow.
She ladles out a spoonful of hot caramel onto the bill.
Okay. Oh, shit. Forgot tip.
The server reaches for the bill. Caramel burns his hand.
Oh my god.
Fucking hell.
Do you need change?
No, we're good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Gripping his hand, he walks away.
I'm like, really sorry.
That
was like the craziest thing that's ever. That was like the craziest thing that's ever happened.
That's insane.
Okay, should we go? Do you need a ride?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
A blob of melted caramel sits atop the check. Point of Vieira with Meredith Vieira.
Let's go to one of my favorite clips from He's Gay, She's Half Jewish. Take a look, guys.
I didn't know you were doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Jury Duty, Season 5, Episode 2. John frantically runs around a living room set as Kate sits on the couch.
Okay. Jake, what's gotten into you?
I've lost my keys and my wallet. What's next, my gag reflex? Wait, that could be good.
Meredith Vieira.
Oh, my God.
See, I look at that, and I go, what happened?
Yeah.
That was magic.
That was magic. Yeah.
So what went wrong? How do you go from that to this, to this?
You know, Meredith, I don't know. I don't know what went wrong.
I mean...
I don't know what went wrong.
John, I think it was you suing me. I think that's...
What? What sparked the lawsuit?
You know, I don't know. After all these years, I still don't know. But gun to my head, I would say I did it for sport. Yeah, I did it just consciously to hurt you.
Thank you for the honesty there.
Thank you for creating an environment where I could be that honest. It feels really good to say it.
Very brave.
Yeah,
well, it's refreshing.
I feel brave. Being recorded. Yeah. I feel brave.
Well, the lawsuit, I know this, that it resulted in you dividing up comedic mannerisms between the two of you.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah,
mm-hmm. We did.
So who got what in that deal?
Let's see. I got crossed eyes.
Oh, you got the crossed eyes.
Only fair because I was always her crutch. Yeah.
And what'd you get?
John got this.
She twirls her limp forearm.
She's doing it. That's mine.
John points at her.
That's mine. You just did mine. And now we have it on record. So she's actually crossed a boundary. You've crossed a legal boundary. Crossed a legal boundary.
He stares cross-eyed at her. POV. In a dressing room, John stands in tidy whities.
Thank you so much, honey.
Bye, babe.
Bye. You were amazing.
Thanks, babe.
You killed it.
See you tomorrow.
Kate, you were so funny today.
Oh, John, I was dying all day. I almost broke.
Seriously, I was looking at you and I was like, okay, that's my best friend and my chief collaborator. Like, did I win the lottery?
No, you're,
She watches him pull on jeans.
Yeah, no, you were killing me. You really,
What?
Nothing.
What?
This.
John turns to face her.
This what? What are you... What?
You, me, us.
What about us?
We've never thought about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
John sits on a couch to put his boots on. Kate sidles up next to him. She studies his profile for a moment, then reaches out and rests her hand on his thigh. John freezes and turns to look at her. Their eyes lock, and she leans in to kiss him.
Whoa, Kate, what are you doing?
Oh, okay, I guess I misread the situation.
Literally, what are you talking about?
All those years... collaboration, drunken nights, always right in line, right? Never crossing the line.
Okay, Kate, I'm exhausted. We've been shooting for 13 hours. Drop the bit. This isn't funny.
It's not a bit. It's not funny for the first time in my life. I'm dead fucking serious.
This is making me really uncomfortable, Kate.
Oh my God, John. You just want to... fool around a little bit. Blow off steam.
Ew, I don't need to blow off steam.
Really? Because you seem pretty tense, brother.
Okay, you are unrecognizable.
You're born C-section, right?
Yeah, why?
So no part of you has ever touched a vagina.
Jesus Christ.
Just saying, we're all pink in the middle.
Oh my God, I'm going home.
John gathers his bag. Kate walks to the door and shuts it. John turns to her in fright.
Clearly, I struck a nerve. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, John. Fuck. So fucking stupid. Fuck.
Oh my God.
Fuck. What did I do? Have I compromised the shoe? I'll kill myself.
Kate, it's okay. It's okay. You're fine.
I have to make it up to you. Oh God, let me make it up to you. Please. What can I do? I'll give you a foot massage.
No.
Come on, I've given you a foot massage before, John. I know your back's killing you.
My doctor says everything starts with the foot and then radiates up to the back, yeah.
He puts his bag down and steps hesitantly toward the couch. He sits across from Kate. She smiles.
Here.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. Give me that foot.
He places his foot on her lap. She slides his boot off. Kate slowly takes his sock off, delicately pulling from the top and lingering for a moment before exposing his toes. John stares forward breathlessly as she begins to rub his foot.
God, feet are incredible.
How so?
They carry us. Our whole lives, every step. Taking our weight, feeling the earth. If I run my finger along this ridge, I can feel the calluses form from years of tap dancing for executives. And yet all I have to do is drag my finger 3 inches to the right. Fuck. And the skin is so sensitive. You're so receptive to my touch, you feel it everywhere. How can something so strong be so sensitive? What would it take for the thing that's carried weight for so long to finally let itself be carried?
John stares at her, transfixed. Kate closes her eyes and lowers her mouth, extending her tongue toward his big toe.
Oh my God!
Whoa. Where'd you go?
Don't look at my feet. Don't touch my feet. Don't look at my feet. They're hideous.
No, not on my watch. You don't talk about yourself like that. Okay, you're beautiful. Every part of you.
No, I'm not.
He marches over to the vanity and sits before the mirror. Kate punches the couch in frustration, follows him, and leans over his shoulder.
God, I wish you could see yourself the way I see you.
What do you see?
I see someone who's been running for a really long time and is finally starting to get a little tired.
I'm so tired.
I know.
I'm so scared.
I know, baby. What are you scared of?
I don't know. Being seen, I guess.
And if I saw you, what would I see?
Someone who doesn't see themselves.
What don't you see?
Myself.
Why don't you see yourself?
Because I'm scared.
Of what?
Of being seen, I guess.
Okay, so we're looping?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to break us out of this.
Yeah.
What if I told you that you are enough right now as you are? I want you to look in the mirror. And I want you to tell yourself that you're enough.
He nods and narrows his eyes.
Sorry, so am I looking at you or at myself?
John,
because I can see.
John, look in the mirror.
Totally.
And tell yourself that you're enough.
I'm enough.
I don't believe you.
Me neither, yeah.
He shifts his jaw.
I'm enough.
Again.
I'm enough.
There it is. Again.
Oh, I'm enough.
Again.
I'm enough.
Again.
I'm enough.
He closes his eyes.
I'm enough.
He turns toward Kate, lips parted. He opens his eyes to find himself alone. He rushes to a window. Outside, Kate puts on a leather jacket. She hops on a motorcycle and glides out of a parking lot. John backs away from the window with a look of anguish. After pacing the room. He leans his back against a wall, slides to the floor, and sobs. Sitting on a leather couch in a strip club, a man dips a chicken wing in ranch dressing. He leans back and eats the chicken while keeping his eyes fixed forward. A woman dances in front of him. She spins languidly around the pole in a gauzy, loose dress as a disco ball sparkles behind her. With a chicken wing still in one hand, the man reaches into the pocket of his orange leather jacket and pulls out a spoon. The woman locks eyes with him. He leans down and takes a spoonful of hot caramel from a pot on the floor and pours it onto the front of the stage. Kneeling, she scoops it up with her hands. The scene cuts to static. Subtitles. Oh no, now what? Quick, quick, go fix it. The little girl runs up to her dad. I told you to get a new TV.
Tragedy averted today when a local father stopped a rogue gunman from opening fire on airport travelers.
Footage shows a man with a rifle at airport security. A humanoid beaver knocks him out with a hardcover book.
But the father insists he's not a hero.
I did what any husband would do. I did what any father would do. I'm just glad I was in the right place at the right time.
We're so proud of him, and we're so glad he's safe. And now we can just continue on with our vacation.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Blaine breaks down. POV, Point of Vieira with Meredith Vieira.
It was finally time to pay a visit to America's favorite two-bedroom apartment. The set of He's Gay, She's Half Jewish. Having not stepped foot on the hallowed studio lot in many years, Kate Berlant and John Early warned me it was sure to be an emotional afternoon.
Kate, you're not going to leave.
Oh, my God.
Still gets me.
It's unbelievable. Oh, my God.
Kate, the couch.
Bottoming? Try bottomless. Mimosas, that is. There's no heartache a boozy brunch with me tomorrow can't remedy.
Bloody Mary full of grace.
Oh, my God.
You guys need to get
so this. So much happened
this
here.
This couch. I know I'm horny because I just read this as bareback pecan.
Do you remember I tried to buy this? They wouldn't give it to me. And actually, it was a bit contentious with the producers.
Oh,
I said,
yeah.
I'll give my life to the show.
Oh.
Oh, John. Oh, my God. Sweetie, are you okay?
What? From what?
That looked like a real tumble.
Tumbled?
Are you okay?
From what? What?
From the fall.
I didn't fall.
Pilot, Episode 1.
Honey, I'm homo.
Jay?
She emerges wrapped in Christmas lights.
I'm afraid to ask.
I tried to decorate my first Christmas tree, and I guess my Jewish half took over. You remember this spot? John would always be... I wonder if they're still...
She pulls a bottle out of a chimney.
This has to have been there. It's probably been there for 15 years. John always had his stash, little bottles of gin, hidden around the set. Where else? Now I'm on a... Oh, this is... I remember this. It's one of my books here. Is it?
No,
John, you're not going to believe this.
A bottle in a hollowed out book.
Still stashed all over the set. I was actually impressed by that. He used to always say that. He's changed. The ratings haven't. No.
They did it.
Oh!
Come in here. So, yeah, we were one of the first multi-camera...
First show.
We were one
period.
Of the first television shows.
Mm-hmm.
We were the first.
Yeah.
We were the first television show in history to show someone actively taking a shit.
Season 4, Episode 3. He's stuck. She's upstairs. Jake struggles to get off the toilet.
I happen to hold 2 world records. I was also simultaneously the first gay man in television history to be seen taking a shit.
Penny! It happened again!
People come up to me and they go, thank you for being a woman on screen.
And there's so much shame.
Because kids watch the show and they go, that's a woman.
There's so much shame
and people go, that's
that we
Jewish
have
woman.
Culturally around
And I was one of the first Jews to bring
functions.
It to Hollywood.
These bodily
and that
functions.
Is so, it's a responsibility.
You know, is it not just another function of the body?
It can
you know,
be
and that's what it's, is it no different? Is it no different than pee? Is
it
no
so,
different? Is it?
I'm still moved.
He waves at the camera.
Is it no different than talking? No, it's an opening and closing of an orifice. It's the same as this.
Okay, get it. You're going to want to get
this. This is really...
an insert of this because...
I know.
Grandma.
Grandma.
A talking urn.
Grandma, I don't know what to do. It's like with each promotion I get, I become more and more undateable. Will I ever find someone?
You're a catch. There are many eligible men in this city who will celebrate your success with you. You just have to be patient.
Thanks, Grandma.
It burps ashes.
Grandma!
Sorry, they serve seltzer on tap in hell.
Actress who played my grandma.
Dominique Riche.
Dominique.
It was such a loss to the show, of course, but also to the comedy community
at large
when she passed away. Especially for me, you know, I was lucky enough to have fostered a real connection with her on set.
Meanwhile, I actually fostered her daughter.
When?
After she passed.
She left a lot of her assets with me. Actually, I rent out some of her properties still to this day.
I remember I had to rent out a dance space just to work through some of my grief that wasn't verbal.
Sorry, do you hear how just with fostered and rent out, you're literally just kind of free associating off this language that I'm using?
I always loved these chairs.
Our researchers at Point of the Era were able to confirm that the actress Dominique Riche did not, in fact, pass away and currently resides in Long Beach, California with her wife and three children.
A blooper reel plays of John and Kate waving in front of their noses on set.
She always...
He always gets me.
Can we go again?
Let's go again.
It's really nice you two are processing this because these wounds clearly run deep.
They do.
They really do, Diane.
Oh, God. Sweetie, it's Katie.
Oh, Katie.
It's Meredith.
Meredith!
I'm always switching the two.
So how do you move forward?
You know, if I knew, I'd tell you, Mayor. Call me when you figure it out.
I think self-care, right? I think self-care is the answer to all global issues.
Do you think there's any way after today that you could possibly be friends again?
Both of them freeze with their lips parted. They exchange an uncertain look, slightly leaning away from one another. Text, 100 years later. A server carries a shrimp cocktail into an upscale lounge. As an old woman, Kate sits alone at a table with a banana split and two martini glasses. White-haired, John eases up to the table with a walker and slowly settles into a chair beside Kate.
Did our waitress say anything yet while I was in the bathroom?
We have yet to be acknowledged.
Unbelievable. Just say something.
Just say something.
Just say you're a fan.
Say it. So we can move on. And enjoy our meal.
By the way, she doesn't even need to be a fan. She just needs to acknowledge the work.
Well said.
When we walk into a room, there's a charge.
That charge, if you don't acknowledge the work, it can't release, it can't be diffused. And then you're forcing all the other patrons to sit kind of suspended in the charge. And I'll just say this, and I'm going to say it once. If you don't do a verbal acknowledgement of the legacy, send around.
Send an appetizer at the very least.
Bruschetta, something symbolic, something small. Something small from the kitchen.
If you're not going to literally say it.
Say it
from the kitchen, and then we know, and then we can relax.
The hostess was a sweetheart.
The hostess knew.
When we came in,
she knew.
Her knees almost buckled. I sensed.
She was beside, at least in the eyes. She was beside herself.
She was beside herself. She's so sweet. Our waitress, though.
Our waitress. Something's off.
She's frozen.
Right. Poor girl.
What is she afraid of?
Something's wrong. I think maybe socially she's a little behind her peer group.
No, there's something at home. Something generational.
Yes.
Something there.
It's happening.
Early.
She's coming.
Is she empty-handed?
She has a round of drinks.
She has a round.
It's happening.
I'm going to turn ever so lightly. She smiles, John.
She's
so it's happening.
There's a light smile creeping on her face. Here she comes.
We can settle into the fact that it's happening.
It's happening. She knows our work.
Oh!
Carrying two martinis, the waitress walks to another table.
Unbelievable. That's all around.
Unbelievable.
I haven't wanted to say this, but she's charmless.
She's charmless.
The distaste, the poor taste in that, John.
The gall.
To not have the gall, the sense of self enough to buck up, smile, and I'm a fan.
I'd like to have a word with her.
I'd like to follow her home, give her a little scare. Knock on her door. Finally, she opens it. Then the look on her face, I could go, ha! Ah!
Yeah.
So now you acknowledge the work.
She's coming. She's fucking coming to the table.
She? Well, and you'll notice.
Yeah, no round.
Right here with her check. No rush, of course.
Why do I feel rushed?
I'm sorry. I just have to say, I'm a huge fan. I grew up on He's Gay, She's Half Jewish, and to have you two together like this, it really brings me joy. So, banana splits on me tonight.
Oh, thanks, you, doll. Okay.
Now that's class.
And did you see that the color in her cheeks?
Mm-hmm. That's grace.
I'll just say it once. Was that so hard?
Was that so hard? No. What an angel. And such poise.
Such a way of her. Such a zest.
Yes, yes.
A real
yes.
Something there.
Yes, I know. I would love to know her story.
Pick her brain. Actually, we should get her back here. Where is she?
We'll get her name when we need. I'll ask the maitre d'.
They begin heating up caramel.
You know, they still make my favorite wedge.
It's an impeccable wedge salad.
He passes out with his eyes open.
Here we go.
She waves smelling salts.
How long was I out? Kate?
No time.
Kate?
No one saw.
Kate, where are you?
Right here, doll.
Where are you?
Right here, doll. Doll face right here.
Oh, there you are.
No one saw.
You absolutely sure?
Absolutely sure.
All right.
Do I have anything in my teeth?
A black mark.
No. Do I?
A black mark.
All clear.
All right. Mine's ready.
Mine too.
Their caramel pots bubble.
One, two, together on three and three.
They ladle their caramel over the check, then stand and slowly exit the restaurant, passing by every table.
Just asleep. Hi. Yeah, it's us.
A sidecar and a martini. Well done.
What? Hello. It is, in fact, us. Why don't I take a lap over there? You've already got that song.
Well, I didn't get that part. Yes, it's us, it's us.
You can say something. Don't be shy. We all bite.
Oh, they're in our usual booth. Your meal's on us. I'm kidding. Oh, very nice. A prime rib.
Now, where? I'm lost.
A production logo. A24.